Say, look, I can only give this to you for 2 weeks. I need it back because somebody else wants to listen to it. So I can only give it to you for 2 weeks. But if you listen to one CD a day, you're going to be done real quick, and you should be listening to two. You're a plumber. You're in the car all the time. So listen to it, and then let me know. And you'll get more benefit if you listen to it in 7 days. And then afterwards, by the way, you can go on a free cruise, but I'll explain that after you listen to it if you have any interest. If you do, fine. If you don't, that's 100% okay with me. Whatever you want to do is fine. And you hand them to your wishes, your command. And a few days later, you say, hey, I'm just calling in to check in, see how you're going through the program, if you had any questions, comments, or observations. Yeah, I'm really excited. This is really good stuff. And, you know, I'll let you know as I when I finish. Okay, great. Well, if you have any questions or if you need any clarification on any of the materials, just call me and let me know. Then about a week later, you call them back and say, hey, have you finished it up? Yeah, I just finished it up. I listened to that introduction to Jin. I checked out the website. I watched the DVD. This sounds really good. Are you in this thing? Yeah, I'm in this thing. What do you think? I think it's pretty good. We should set up a meeting where I can explain it to you. Sure, I'll come over to your house and run it by, answer your questions. You go over to the guy's house, and Joe the plumber signs up. And he sits in front of his computer, and he signs up right there in front of you. So you signed up Joe. And then you tell Joe, by the way, is the member benefits the most exciting thing to you, or are you interested in the affiliate program? Well, kind of both. I mean, this MLM thing looks pretty good. You know, I have friends who are in Amway, and I never made any money myself, but I know if you get in at the right time, you know, and it looks pretty good. You know, I'm not sure if I can do it or not. I don't know if you can do it either. But, you know, because it's not for everybody, you know, may not be for you. But, hey, do you know anybody, you know, that ever been in these MLM things? Yeah, you know, I have this my friend Sue. She loves these things. Well, she may or may not have any interest, but why don't you give me her phone number, and I'll call her, and I'll drop off one of these CDs, and I'll let her know that you asked me to call. Okay, yeah, here's her phone number. Hi, Sue, this is KT. Joe, the plumber, gave me a number. I got a CD here, The Success Secrets, and, you know, I'm not sure if you're interested or not, but I'm going to throw it in the mail and just pop it over to you, and if you have any interest, let me know, and, you know, I'm working with Joe on this project, and then you go through that, and then Sue finally signs up. Do you understand that flow? None of you knew this. I mean, this is how it works. Now, Sue signs up, and then you call Joe. Hey, Joe, oh, by the way, that Sue, she signed up. She's on your first level. You're going to get a check. Huh? Yeah. Man, let's you know, we can take it to the next level now and get you started as well if you want to, you know, do a little more. And what do you think you do with Sue? The exact same thing. You are building the business. And then Sue signs up Bill. But no, Sue did not sign up Bill. You signed up Bill. Bill is Sue's prospect, but you did the work. And then Bill signs up Mary. No, Bill did not sign up Mary. You signed up Mary, and why would you do this? Why would you go straight down? Why would you go straight down? Because you think Bill's likelihood of quitting goes up or down knowing that somebody's under him. Bill now is less likely to quit. Sue, she's got two people there. She's less likely to quit. And Joe, not only is he less likely to quit, he's probably more likely to do something. Because look at the money he's losing by not sponsoring somebody next month. This is why that part of the program is so significant. Unless they actually make a sale until you're platinum, you don't get your check. You can motivate Joe more by doing this than by calling him every day and inviting him to your chat room. And we're going to do a motivational call. You can do that all day long, and it's a waste of time. This is how you motivate Joe. This is how you get Joe engaged. This is how you get Joe to go to a function. He's more likely to come to a function in this scenario than before. And it's based on you. This is why we keep saying, you have to say, if it is to be, it's up to me. It takes one person to build an organization. One. Just one. Just one. You. It takes one person with a decision. You. When you understand this, this is how I told the story about Dexter working in Doug Weed's group. Dexter was doing all this. Doug was up here going, duh, what's happening? All these people are in my group. He wasn't doing anything.